And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football fans. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for the divisional round.
What?
Here we are in the NFL playoffs.
What the heck?
Last week was supposed to be wild card weekend, and yet it wasn't that wild.
No, it was favorite weekend.
Most of the favorites won,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right? And covered.
What did you guys do? Did you sit around, T, watching football, ignoring your pregnancy, betting on all your parlays?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Good.
No, no. Well, yes, no. Mama B was in town.
Mama B. Mm-hmm.
And what an amazing week.
Nesting?
Like, not, dude, we're beyond that. Like, we're ready. Like, bring on the noise. We've got it, baby seats and cars. We've got, you know, rooms, cribs, bassinets. We're good. But Mama B just gives you that like calmness and says, hey, I've been there. Mm-hmm. And let's organize a closet or two and let's drink coffee, go have lunch. And then they had a lot of quality time. But Sunday, I watched a little bit of football.
Okay.
And then we watched a little bit of home video of this little cute one when she was a kid.
Oh, that's cool.
Mama B brought a bunch of discs. And I was not so shocked by the outcomes of these games.
Right.
I was just kind of shocked by some of the referees. I feel like, get your hand out your pocket, like stop pulling the flags. And I felt like coaches are doing the same old silly shit, like trying to be creative. And I get it that the world is moving on, but like, I miss football when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was like first down, second down, punt. First down, second down, first down. First down, second down, punt. Like it wasn't, let me see what I can do to fool people. And because I think it, call it analytics, I think it backfires in people's faces. And I'm shocked at some of the results, but not so much at the other results.
But all the games had kind of like, I don't know, I felt
there were
boring
blowouts. Yeah.
Like blowouts. Yeah.
Say what you said. Like, you're like, this is
this
done.
Is,
like,
well, can this we, is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game. You were like,
and then any sort of like score on the other side would be, oh, okay, maybe we got a ball game on our hands, but like it's too far gone at that point. So
I feel like the Raiders almost had a chance at the end there, but that was kind of the only real, and clearly the Niners pulled the upset, but for the most part, things played out the way that people thought they would.
Right.
But like the Raider game was badly refereed, I think. And even though I picked Cincinnati, like, you know, but like Charles Woodson, Hall of Famer, like called for a rematch. Like, do it again. Fire every ref. I'm challenging the NFL. Play it again. They're not going to play it again, Charles. Like, was it badly refereed? Sure. In that Dallas game, Dallas had 13 or 14 penalties, bro, at home with their own fans. So don't tell me it's noise. Don't tell me it's distractions. It's just, you know, heebie-jeebies, scared, you know, stage fright. They were nervous, whatever it is.
And at penalized.
Some point, dude,
and poorly coached, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Poorly coached. Mike McCarthy came out today and he said that he saw in the locker room that he felt that they were bent a bit tense and nervous.
Now, whose fault is that?
Huddle them up and say, guys, slap, slap.
That's your
Wake
squad,
the fuck
right?
up. Let's go, right? This is your team. But man, from the opening jump, like San Fran had a swag, and that goes back to the Jerry Rice and the Deion Sanders and all those days and the Emmitt Smiths. And I said to her, they're done. They're toast. Like, there was no way that they were just going to figure it out. It's sad because it gives everybody fodder to talk about the Cowboys and them Cowboys and all that stuff, but I called San Francisco as my Super Bowl NFC champion.
You sure did. Yeah. You know what's funny is
I'm not mad.
I got a text from our mutual friend, Doug, who apparently listens to the pod and likes it. Thank you for listening, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
I miss you, Doug. Say hi to Robin, your sister.
His text was like, who do you like this weekend? I gave him a bunch of losers, of course. And then he says, I like San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So he was right on that. I thought like there would be one dog that covered last week. Like that was kind of shocking to me. So that actually makes me think, is this week going to continue the trend of just who we think is going to win? Or are things now tightening up because you don't have the scrub wildcard teams like the Eagles? Now we have like Buffalo. They got a real shot. The Rams, they got a real shot. Even Cincy, even though Derrick Henry's back, like everybody's got a shot, right?
Very real shot there. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing. I just remembered on Sunday when we were watching football with Mama B, we were quizzing her on her.
Oh God, it was so funny.
NFL.
No, wait, stop though. It was the Tampa Bay game and it was such a blowout.
Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't want to turn it off because, you know, I don't want to turn it off. And so we're like, so what does that mean with the yellow line?
What is
and she's like, third? The first down? Yeah. I'm like, sure. And she was like,
anything.
What are those little dots next to each team? Like three of those are white and two of those are white. And one of them is like dim. Timeouts? Yes, that's a winner. Like
she was cute. She was getting
we had so much fun doing that. Who's, yeah.
Do you think that
what's
she
a first
has,
down? How many downs do you get? It was so
but
fun.
Do you think that she has more of an interest in football because of this show and what you're doing?
1,000%.
Yeah.
I've experienced that in my house too. So
we drove her to the airport today and she said, you know, you're doing the pod tonight. Good. Like she's all about it. She's all about it. And
that's
bless
awesome.
Up. Bless up to Mama B.
Yeah, but that was fun.
What I will say is that this is a weird playoff thing because there are like a lot of stats about wild card weekend versus divisional weekend and like home favorites.
Right.
ATS are like 29-9-1 since like 2012.
But do you feel like those trends are still relevant?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
they didn't help us last week.
No, not at all. Because last week they said that it was like 70% to the dogs.
Exactly.
But this week, dude, it breaks down to like Saturday, Sunday. It literally, like there's a trend that breaks down from Saturday games back to 2012. This is what happens. ATS home teams tend to win. Mm-hmm. But against the spread, it's like 50-50. It's like 25-22.
Straight up, they tend to win, but ATS are not as good.
Not so crazy.
Right.
Saturday games, the home team seems to win outright and cover. So it doesn't mean they win, but they don't cover. Like literally, they win and cover. Right? So favorites will win and cover. On Sunday, it's like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit more on, you know, that home team winning, but covering, it's about 50-50, going back to 2012 or whatever.
Okay. So trends may or may not help us. They didn't last week. Like,
no.
I was on Pitt. I was on Eagles. Like, none of them had an answer and just got steamrolled. But let's see what we can get into for this week.
Yeah. And happy belated birthday.
Why, thank you so much. So, quick birthday story.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Thank you very much, and thank you.
What I wanted to say is, what did you do? Because your birthday fell on a football Sunday,
right?
On a wild card weekend, what did you do, sir?
That's a funny question. First of all, thank you both for texting me. That was very nice. I appreciated the birthday text that I got from you both. But it's funny that you asked me what did you do because my wife says, okay, so I have a reservation for Sunday evening with the whole family. I go, Sunday evening?
It's football.
Are you trying to fucking destroy my life?
I love it.
I threw the red challenge flag.
Oh, my gosh.
Carly said, I don't know what's happening.
I go, why can't we just do it like 5 days before my birthday for lunch so it doesn't crimp anybody's style? Yeah. She goes, that's super fun. Not. So I realized, like, okay, She made a couple calls. The restaurant that we had the reservation Sunday night, they were like, no, we have no other time. So I was like, fine.
Did she say, do you guys have TVs?
Yeah, do you have TVs?
Are there TVs?
Yeah.
Oh, there are.
Is good. There sound?
We'll be there.
Do you have wings and chili and anything that could be consumed at a football game?
Yes, yeah.
Of course. And beer. Yeah. Right. Do you have keg beer? Tap
so,
beer?
You guys are married, about to have a child. You'll know that your life is like a series of decisions that you make. Oftentimes, you think that this is not in my own self-interest. If I was just solo, I'd be watching all the games.
Sure.
But then you go, my wife does something sweet. My kids want, they, everyone wants to get together. So you go, fuck it. Fuck football. Let's have dinner. And ultimately, you're rewarded, I think, for those unselfish decisions, because mm-hmm. what you get in return is greater than what you give up.
Yeah.
So at least we had some Saturday action. I was stoked. Got like the morning games. Sunday was all good. I go to dinner with my family. I think it was, what was the night game on Sunday? Was that Casey Pitt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Casey,
it was Casey Pitt. I knew Big Ben would rather be trading places with me and eating wings and chili. I knew that for
sure.
Well,
it's not his birthday. That would make him 40.
I check my phone once in a while and I go, maybe Big Ben is as old as I am, clearly like he has no answer for the Chiefs.
Yikes.
And my friends are texting me like, who do you got? And I'm like, Big Ben, 12 and a half, too many points. Don't give my man. And they go,
yeah, you just want it out the whole time.
But here's the best part. I had a great dinner with my family. And when we came home, for some reason, I don't know why, they go, family movie night. And I go, have you guys ever seen Goodfellas?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
To which nobody had, which in a way that's sad, but in a way it made me happy, because it's like, you guys are going to see one of the funnest things about being a parent. I told Jay already, is like when you look at your kid and go, you ever hear of Led Zeppelin? And they go, huh? And then you go, okay.
Here we go.
Play. Yeah.
Push play. And you look at their face and you watch their head being blown apart. Yeah. And they go, oh, fuck. Or whatever it is, you go, have you seen this movie? Have you heard this out? And like, that is so fun to turn your kids on to shit that you like. It's the best. So we all watch Goodfellas.
I love it.
My oldest son wants to be an actor. So I was all up in his shit, like, that's De Niro, like, learn it, know it, that's an actor right there, don't fuck around. The tracking shot through the Copacabana, I go, this is a very famous shot, look, they never cut, blah blah.
They always spin.
It gave me so much joy on my birthday to not only be with my family, but to share with them something that I love and was important to me. Goodfellas at one time was very important to me. And I came upstairs afterwards and I said to my wife that I'm pretty sure it's not going to get any better than this.
Oh, my God.
I just go like I said, also for me, I don't need fireworks and fancy shit and let's take a trip somewhere. Let's do something crazy. Let's have a big party. Like those small moments are everything for me, at least. And I said to her, I go, I'm not sure I could top this, which is awesome. So it's a long way of saying thank you for asking.
I had what a great birthday.
Great birthday. Thank you so much.
We're glad. And
happy birthday to you, bro. Yay. Best birthday ever.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Let me tee it up for you. Saturday morning, first game up is Cincy traveling to Tennessee. Tennessee favored by 3.5, total of 47. You have a thought on this?
I do. That number has jumped in Vegas where we live.
Yep.
It went up to 4 for about 3 seconds.
Okay.
It got bet crazily the other way, and it jumped back down.
Too many.
Dude, Derrick Henry's back.
He's back.
Derrick Henry he's got cobwebs.
Does he have cobwebs?
Dude, Tannehill has not played well all year. Everyone's saying in a weird way, Cincinnati, like they 31 years before a playoff win or some shit like that, right? But they're not content with that. They beat the Raiders. They're not content with that. They had a home game. Now they've got to do that road thing that the Giants did with Eli Manning. your boy Tom Brady did it last year as a wild card.
Sure did. Like, San Francisco's doing it right
now. The Saints won the division last year. Tom Brady was a wild card. They won the whole thing.
Road warrior.
Yes. So don't sleep on that offense. The only thing that concerned me a little bit in that Raider game about Cincy is that they kept getting like right on the one and then they had to kick a field goal.
Do you like Zach Taylor?
I respect him for not taking too many shots. I am an old school guy. I am not that Brandon Staley asshole that says, go every time, you got to go. I like, take the points. I feel like at the end of the day, my analytics tell me, if you take the points, every time you have a chance to take the points, you'll have more points than the other team will. Mm-hmm. But you got to also punch it in. You got to get 7 once in a while. Don't go for 2. Don't be nasty. Don't be crazy. I don't like Derrick Henry has the ability to break one. It could be his first carry of the game, bro. And he could find a hole and break one for 90. And you're like, Derrick Henry's okay. And then he could get rolled up and he could be done for the rest of the game. Tannehill has not showed me anything. Tennessee is well coached. Tennessee
is Vrabel, coach of the year, right?
Dude, pumped up, right? Vrabel's got him going. What if Derrick Henry's not so solid? That's a lot. It's the biggest point spread that I've seen Cincinnati have in a minute. And I said this in the pod in the very beginning of the year. I said, guys, if you want to get some Cincinnati love and some plus money, you better get it now because as the season rolls on, you won't get it again. Remember I said that? Like they were plus 6, they were plus 8. Remember? And I said, here they come.
Do you think they'll be able to run Mixon? Because they didn't run him that much last week. And I feel like
I don't think they had to because the Raiders kept turning the ball over in the red zone. And then they tried a little shenanigans and they said, okay, kick the field goal. The Raiders turned the ball over in their own corner of the field a couple times. The referees were terrible. But they're the referees. Like, that's why you play the game. Like, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't change that. I just think that this will be a completely different vibe from Cincinnati. You won't see so much running. You're going to see a lot of that Jamar Chase deep. I think there's going to be a lot of deep throws. And I think that Joe Burrow is closer as he gets to that finish line. He starts to like kind of sniff that championship like he did at LSU. And he's a quiet swagger dude. And Tannehill, man, if he was playing better and getting Derrick Henry back, I would say, okay. But Tannehill can't hand the ball to Derrick Henry 20 times. Not to mention, Derrick Henry is probably going to be limited, right?
Because, I don't know. I watched his press conference today. I think he's healthy. I heard Eric Dickerson.
They're
going to
use him and abuse him and put him right back in the hospital.
They asked Eric Dickerson, how's Henry going to be your running back, Hall of Famer? How is it coming off a really bad injury where you've been out for half a season? He goes, he's going to be better than ever. So I don't know.
I don't buy that. One twist of the ankle and then what? He just had surgery. He hasn't played in a hot minute. Yes, he's been playing in practice. Playoffs are like cocaine, man. It's fire. It's not like a regular season. Oh, yeah, hand the ball off. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of craziness, and people are trying to hurt people. So who's to say that they don't just tackle him and maybe crack that? You know, I would. I'm going to tell you right now, I would.
Of course you would.
I'm not dirty, but I would.
I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm trying to dive a little deeper. Do you like Cincy on the money line or you like Cincy with the points?
I think Cincy can win the game. But honestly, if you ask me, like we're going to break down all these games. My final vote is I don't have a side on this game.
Mm-hmm.
I just said what I said.
Feels like you're leaning Cincy.
Watch out. Just watch out for them, guys. Watch out for them, guys.
What if
Burrow goes for 450? Tannehill cannot combat that. No way in God's green earth. If he hits Jamar for 60, and if he hits Boyd for 30, there's no turning back from that if Cincinnati goes up 21-0. No turning back. You can't run Derrick Henry if you're down in the game. And I think that as conservative since he was against the Raiders, I think they light it up a little bit more against the Titans. And I think the Titans don't have the ability to come back from that. So if I had a play, which I will not, like, you know, put my life on the line, I would say I think Cincinnati has a very, very good chance of winning this football game.
Like, we get to this stage of the football season, and I feel like the analyst in us almost takes a backseat to the fan and the emotional person in us. Like, if I had to go to the window, I would love the points because I like Joe Burrow. I don't think Joe Burrow has any fear of anybody. Mm-mm. I think he's been killing Alabama, you know, in college. He's a giant killer. He's not afraid at all. And I love what he said at the press conference. You alluded to the fact that we're not happy with just one win in the playoff. We want to keep it going. I dig all that. But then the fan in me, the kind of just football dude in me says, I think Derrick Henry, especially as I watched his press conference today, I think he's had a long rest. And I think he's looking to go, hey, did you forget about me?
He had a surgery. He had a surgically.
I get that.
Like,
but a lot of people
removed and
but in this day and
nasty
age,
nasty ankle injury
in the Cam Akers of the world, they all have great technology surgeons that enable them to come back 6 months later and go full speed. And I'm not as down on Tannehill as you are. I would say Vrabel is going to have that team foaming at the mouth in Nashville, Smashville. I like Joey to maybe cover the number, but I feel like Tennessee should win this game. And I feel like last week I got punished because I went against Brady. I went against Mahomes. I went against all the home favorites, kicked my fucking ass. And here I am. I'm going to step up to the plate again, and I'm going to go, Joey Burrow, let's not get it twisted, bro. They barely survived the Raiders. The Raiders could have beat them. And I feel like Cincinnati is Cinderella. And eventually, they're going to turn into a pumpkin.
I think San Francisco is more Cinderella.
Yeah, this is their
Cincinnati
third road
game. Cincinnati won their division.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
I mean, we'll get there.
Okay, we'll get so there. For this one, as
I don't really have a side. I
what
mean,
are we going? We're going to go yeah. with
maybe, maybe Jay has a side. I don't. I'm not going to put my neck out there on this one.
I mean,
what do you think, Jay?
I'm going to say Titans to win the game, Cincy to cover. I like your handicap. I don't know, 47. Maybe it goes over. I feel like there's going to be a lot of points scored. Are you going to really hold Joey Burrow down? Is he not going to score more than 23 to 27 himself?
Right.
And Tennessee probably good for 24 to 27. I think it gets to 50.
Wow. Okay.
You know, 27, 23, that. Somewhere in there. So I like the over. I don't know. T, do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm in the middle of both of those arguments.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, look, it's the divisional round. It's not easy.
Yeah. And anything can happen, too. Clearly, we saw last week. Could be blowouts.
I'll say this. My wife's favorite team is the Tennessee Titans, besides the hometown Rams, we know. But Tennessee, that's her shit. So I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Okay.
So you're breaking out the banjos.
Break them out.
Break out the banjos, Dave.
And lock it up.
And lock it up.
All right, guys. The 49ers travel to Green Bay to face the Packers this week. Jason, how do you see this game?
Saw Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show today. He seemed very relaxed. They're getting David Bakhtiari back. They're getting some of their D linemen back. They seem very healthy. Tough to play in Green Bay Saturday night. It's going to be 1 degree.
Oh, my God.
San Francisco, warm weather, West Coast team. This is their third game on the road. They beat the Rams when they were down 17 to nothing. They beat Dallas in a emotional game. This has to be a letdown spot for them. So are they going to be the road warriors that Tampa Bay was last year and just keep it rolling? I feel like not a smart move to bet against Aaron Rodgers. I like Green Bay in this game. What do you think, Jay?
You know, I do too. I'm excited to see Garoppolo play in this game because they played this year. And it was Jordan Love. That was the COVID game, if you guys remember, when Rodgers wasn't there.
And they covered too.
They won and then like they kind of covered. Yeah, they kind of.
Jordan Love covered.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't like he was laying 11 and a half. It was like, because it was Jordan Love, it was like, here's a quarter.
No, he barely covered, yeah.
But, you know, Jordan Love didn't really do anything wrong. He didn't turn the ball over multiple times. He wasn't a piece of shit. He wasn't some of the things you've seen out of like guys like Trey Lance and things like that. But I'm excited to see what happens when Garoppolo plays against these guys, because the year that the 49ers went to the Super Bowl against Kansas City, which was 2 years ago, they beat Green Bay and they beat Aaron Rodgers with Garoppolo.
Kyle Shanahan beats Green Bay all the time.
Yeah, and so
Kyle
like
owns them.
So like I could go on and on and on and on. I'm excited to see these two teams play the rematch. The first game, Green Bay didn't blow my mind. Aaron Rodgers didn't say, "Oh, Trey Lance is in there. Let me just go crazy." They didn't go crazy because San Francisco D is not going to let you. I think this Bosa thing is something to watch. I think the Warner thing is something to watch. I'm excited to see what Jimmy G does, but give me the under in this game.
Okay.
Give me the
under 47.
Under 47 and a half. Like, it's cold as fuck. They're going to figure things out. They're going to run. Once Green Bay realizes, let's stop Debo, because that's their, like, that's what San Fran's weapon is right now, they'll figure that out. But I don't really think that Green Bay has been super potent. Like, they're not putting up 40 every week.
Is this like a 24-17?
Yeah, like, they're not putting up under, dude. Under. Like, I could go on and on. I haven't felt like Aaron Rodgers, even in this MVP season, has been, like, putting up 40 spots. He hasn't.
Yeah.
He's done what he needs to do. He's lighting up dudes. He's not throwing a lot of picks. I think that this game is low. I think they feel each other out for a minute. I think it's cold as fuck. And I think that this game goes under. That's all I got.
So one quick thing on this. I read today that Kyle Shanahan, in order to prepare for Green Bay, he had Trey Lance pretend he was Aaron Rodgers. They said Trey Lance has to act like he's Aaron Rodgers in practice. So right away, Trey Lance lied about being vaccinated and started whining and complaining that people are out to get him.
Did he cut his toe off?
And growing his hair.
And he did not cut his toe off. But he did stop. He stopped talking to his family.
Yeah. Cut your toe off, Trey Lance.
Oh, God. Okay, so which one are we locking up?
Are you locking up the under?
I like the under. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
The Bills play the Chiefs in Kansas City on Sunday. Bloody Sunday. Justin, what do you think?
I think it's a shame that this game's not being played next week.
It's a shame this isn't the Super Bowl and they're in the same conference.
Agree. This is the game of it all. I don't give a flying... I'm going to try to watch the language here.
Poop.
I don't give a flying rat's ass who goes to the Super Bowl. This is my Super Bowl.
What time is it on?
Dude.
Is it the night game?
It is the night game.
It is the Mecca. It is the championship. The Bills played them this year and they beat them 38-20. They beat the shit out of them. It was a revenge from last year and all that.
Correct.
Patrick Mahomes played horribly. I think he threw four picks. Like, horribly. He's not going to do that again. It's an aerial assault. It's the highest total on the board. It's almost 55, guys.
You like the over?
No.
You like the under?
No. Yeah, like, let's go under, guys.
Wow. Okay. Under 54 and a half.
Patrick Mahomes is 6-1 in the playoffs. Oh, you know, in life, because you include the Super Bowl. You include the loss to Tom Brady in that, you know, the extra snap game.
Yeah.
He's never been less than a 3-point favorite at home in his lifetime. And that thing is ticking down from 3 to 2.5 to 2. And some people are saying it might even get in the ones. So then
you
say,
Buffalo,
I'm losing the value
ever?
On Buffalo, so I got to play KC, or I got to play KC because it's so low. Like, what do you do, right? The wise guys, and I'm not a wise guy, I don't claim to be one, are all on the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Josh Allen is killing the game. He's done so much homework.
Yep.
I don't know.
What do you got, dude? Give me a side.
From what I saw against New England, who I think is a much better matchup than the friggin' Steelers, give me the Buffalo Bills and lock it up. What do you think?
I'm going to tell you what I think. Here's just some fun stats I'll
Bills
throw out.
Mafia.
Kansas. Yeah, I like that. Kansas City 5-0 ATS in their last 5 home games. The over is 4-1 in the last 5 in KC. Buffalo is number 1 in points allowed, mm-hmm. meaning they're giving up the fewest points in the NFL.
Correct.
They're 3rd in scoring. KC, number 8 in points allowed, 4th in scoring. So actually, statistically, Buffalo, a better team. Here's my handicap. When I came to visit you guys before the NFL season ever started, I bought several tickets on teams that I thought weren't sexy, weren't like the front runners, Kansas City, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Give me $20 to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Week 0. Okay. Washington.
Bye-bye.
That would have been a huge number, though.
Shoot.
Chargers.
Garbagers. Garbagers. Worst team in the world.
Cleveland.
For people who are listening only, he's ripping up tickets.
Baker Mayfield.
This one hurts the most.
Hurts
Baltimore.
The most. Shoot.
Is that it's so close?
Didn't we almost have it all?
Turn and walked away.
Apologies to your older brother.
Oh, no, you did not have them Dolphins. Show it. No.
Shoot.
Oh, my God.
4,000 to 1. Ready for this?
This is tragic and dramatic.
Almost. Patriots.
Almost.
Which brings me to the only 2 tickets I have left, and one of them.
Oh, look at that.
My Lord Almighty. Wait, what is that?
Buffalo Bills, 1,200 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. I like your call. Bills Mafia, ketchup and mustard. Lock it up.
All right, our last game. The Bucs are home favorites against the Rams this week. I'm going to go with you, Jason, first. Can the Rams pull off this upset?
I'm going to have some statements and some questions.
This is going to be the worst.
Listen up, everybody.
This is going to be, there's going to be bad fan mail on this one.
Oh, no.
And it's going to be coming from South Carolina.
Tampa Bay, 11-1. In their last 12 games straight up at home. They tend to win at home. Mm-hmm. Very tough to beat them at home. In fact, nearly impossible. However, LA Rams, 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 against the Bucs. Didn't say they're going to win. Just say if you're betting.
No, you have to give that out. That's huge.
Rams play them tough, right?
Give the information. Give the information.
The over is 5-0 the last 5 times these 2 teams have played each other. They tend to go over. Here's my handicap. I got 1 ticket left.
I got just 1 brother left, man.
What is it for our listeners?
Of course it's his Bucks, but it's like, what is it?
No, it ain't the Bucks, cuz.
Oh, it's the Rams. Rams. What? You don't have a Tom Brady ticket in there?
1,500.
I mean, you played the whole AFC West in the whole, like,
I got, you don't Bills have a Rams, Rams
ticket? Where's your Steelers That's ticket? It. You ripped that up a long time ago.
If you don't think your cousin wants me to say right now that I got one ticket left and it's the Rams, you got another thing coming. Let's go Rams. Where wow. you at, Jay? Where you at?
The Rams beat the Bucks once this year. Tom Brady is your boy.
Yeah.
Not mine. Yours. Not mine.
We've established
and,
that.
And he tends to hold a grudge, and he tends to have a chip. Oh, and he says,
should I rip this up the ticket now?
Off my rip it up on this pod.
No, don't.
How
rip
dare you?
Rip it up on this. You can always tape it back together.
Are
cash.
You listening?
They'll
Mark,
always still cash
you,
it. You
Mark,
can still tape
are
it
you
together.
Listening to your cousin? Talk listen, him off the ledge right now.
Listen. The Rams played phenomenal against a Pop Warner quarterback that looked like a little child. Okay? Kyler Murray is done. Cliff Kingsbury should be fired.
Oh, they so
started,
bad.
Let me just go a little. I'm not going to go left. They started the season off 7 or 8-0. I don't even remember.
Yep.
They had a few injuries. So did everyone else. So did the whole world. They finished the season. They won 2 out of 7 games, dude. They leaked into the playoffs because they were 7-0. So goddamn, at least they're going to win 10 games if you win 3 out of the next 10 or whatever.
Are you still calling for McVay's head?
Dude, I'm not calling for McVay's head, but don't get twisted that McVay played Fairfax High School. The Cardinals, the shit I saw, dude, it was like, that's all I saw with Kyler Murray throwing it out. It was a joke.
Terrible.
It was
horrible.
So terrible. It's not even close. It wasn't even a competition. Now you got to go fuck with Tom Brady. And you already beat him once this year. And that's rum. Your boy. And if I'm going to take words out of your mouth, I'm going to say, stop betting against Tom. Stop, stop, stop. He doesn't forget. He's Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Was going to wear the jersey. The producers told me I was not allowed to wear my jersey. So I took it off. The bottom line is, your boy doesn't forget. And in that Ram game, if you remember,
fair.
It was like they felt each other out in the first quarter. Then the Rams scored. Then the Bucks scored. Then it was halftime. Then there was a missed field goal. And then it was like Bucks, Rams. Then it was like Bucks fucked up. Rams, Rams. And then the Rams took it. It was like 34-28. Like it was never close, but the score looks closer.
This is so funny to me.
Now you have to go to Tampa Bay, and Tom Brady is sitting there saying, come on, come on, come on, come on, come, 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 come.
So, are you dragging me to the Brady party? I feel like the tables have turned.
The spread is 3. It's always what you saw last. And all that the world saw last was 34-11 on Monday Night Football against a goddamn joke. They're a joke.
I've said it on this pod before.
Cardinals are a joke. Bless up to Buddha Baker. I hope you feel all right.
Yeah,
I hope you get better.
He said he's okay. He said he's okay.
And Tom Brady's going to fucking flambe your asses. So I'm not saying that Sean McVay gets a fucking bonus check because he won a playoff game. I do know Odell Beckham got $1 million because he threw a 30-yard pass and he caught a 30-yard pass. Never been done before. So go ahead, LSU. Go ahead, Odell. Who that? Bottom line, it's going to be a smash fest and it's going to be a skyrocketing flight. It's going to be so over.
Over.
It could be 60 points at halftime.
Over 48.5.
Pick a side. Just play the over.
Right.
That's all I got. Lock that shit up. What do
Love
you think?
It. I'll tell you what I think. I've said it before on this pod, and once in a while, it's, you know, every week, every other week, it doesn't matter. Something comes out of your mouth, and the light bulb goes on over my head. When you just said, And you know what the best thing you've ever said was? The best thing you've ever said was Tua doesn't play.
Tua can't play in the snow.
He can't play in cold weather. That is a handicap that is hitting at 100% success rate.
Hawaii. No bueno.
What you just said tonight, you don't even realize, but I do. You just said, last thing you saw. The last thing you saw. That is what the bookies are counting on.
Made the Rams look like they're the greatest thing in the world.
I got a ticket. I'm hoping the Rams go to the Super Bowl for multiple reasons besides my stupid ass $20 ticket, which is just for fun. But we have some, you know, connections to the Rams and we root for the Rams.
We do.
We love the Rams.
100%.
Go Rams.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey, you're a Rams fan.
I'm not a fan anymore, though, dude. I'm a businessman.
I get that.
I'm a ticket fan.
But let me pay you.
I want what wins me a ticket.
I understand.
That's
it. Let me pay you a compliment because this is the kind of shit that this podcast is fun. We're fans. We love to bet. It's awesome. But what you just said is fucking sharp as hell. The last thing you saw was Rams red rumming a fucking high school, Fairfax
Garbage.
High. And that's what bettors are going to be like. Rams are tough. They can take on Tom Brady. It's all good. I agree with you.
Dude, the
I agree
pick
with
six,
that handicap.
The pick six that Kyler Murray threw.
Genius.
He was under
pressure.
It's a
genius line.
He was under pressure, and he literally, as you can watch my hand on this screen right now, he went like this. Ah! And he did some like this shit.
Oh, he Carson Wentz'd
like,
it. That was the worst I've ever seen.
I could do that in Pop Warner. Okay. What I don't like about certain people that are fans is that they say the word we.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to call names. I'm not going to call out text messages and I'm not going to put them on the screen. I no longer want to hear we could have done better if we played better D and we are turning the ball over too much and we can't throw too many interceptions. Hey, motherfuckers, you're not on the team. Okay. You're not on the goddamn team. Stop saying we. And start saying they.
Sharp.
You can fucking holler and hoot. You have that right. That's your right as a fan. But don't be so sick in your mind that you use the words we
Whoa.
When referring to your team. Because they don't even know your fucking name. Root for who you root for. Do your thing. Get your pom-poms out. I don't give a fuck. It's business. It's business and it's winning tickets. You know who I'm a fan of? Winning tickets.
Okay.
I'm a fan of my pockets getting fat. That's it. That's I'm gonna
so,
leave. It. I'm gonna
so
leave that alone.
Who are you? What are we picking?
So much
Tampa
for no
Bay,
F-bombs.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I heard it. You ready to do
it's
it?
It's the passion for me.
One, two, three. Lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, six full points. So tasty.
I propose a different and fun teaser this week.
Let's go.
Do two totals.
Go.
Okay.
What are you thinking about that?
Go.
Jack, Green Bay up and go down.
Okay, so Green Bay.
What would that be?
That's going to be 50, under 53.
Yep. And then let's jack the Bucks down. Or the Chiefs down. Either or those two. I don't even really care about the Tennessee. I don't really care about the...
I think you jack the Chiefs down to go over.
Yeah, let's
right?
do that.
Okay.
That's
so 48
I'm saying. Either
and
the
half.
Bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that Rams-Bucks could be a shootout.
I like it. All right. Green Bay under 53 to KC over 48.5 and lock it up. It's the new section that everybody's raving about. It's T's Rosé Parlay. T, will you get some non-alcoholic rosé until it's safe for you to drink when you win your parlay this week? What do you got on tap for us?
I might do that. I have two tickets this week.
Yeah, yeah.
My first ticket is Buccaneers -3.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady in the house.
Yep. And then the Bengals plus 3.5.
What?
So, love it.
Joe Burrow.
And Brady Burrow connection.
And then my second ticket, I have Niners Packers with the under 47.5. And then on that ticket also Bills plus 1.5.
Love it.
Wow.
So I feel like from the discussions of our picks from before. So
it's funny. You have two dogs and two totals, mm-hmm. and they're on different tickets. So you got a dog total. No, I'm sorry. You got a favorite dog and then you got an underdog.
I think you're going to hit both those tickets. And I think if you don't mind, I'll just drink the rosé for you if that's okay.
Perfect. Sounds good.
There will be a day where Tanya is going to drink rosé.
There will be. I'm excited.
But not today.
But those are my tickets. So I'm excited. It again brings me into watching the games on now Saturday and Sunday a little bit more exciting than just being sitting on the couch, not knowing what's going on or not caring what's going on. So that's that.
I love that.
I mean, like, don't you think that it's important that lovely ladies like you do that and like understand that that's a thing that's it's not hard to do to go to the window?
No. It's fun. I enjoy it.
It's fun.
Hell yeah, it's fun.
So, rosé parlay, get it.
Rosé parlay. Lock it up. Love it. All right, let's recap. On tonight's FNL, Jay, you lean Cincy plus 3.5. I say take Tennessee on the money line. Jay, you like the under 47.5 in the San Francisco Green Bay game. You also like the under 54.5 in the Buffalo KC game. We both like Bills Mafia to upset KC. Let's go, little brother. Let's go, Josh Allen. Jay, you like Brady to smash the Rams, and you also like the over 48.5 for our teaser. Our first leg, take the Green Bay game under 53. Take the KC game over 48.5. T, you have two tickets for us today on your Rosé Parlay. The first ticket is Bucks minus 3 to the Bengals plus 3.5. The second ticket is under 47.5 in the Packer game 2, the Bills plus 1.5.
Yes, sir. And don't forget to follow us on our Twitter at FryNylox, where we post fun things on there. And then our Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube that you're watching right now, all at Friday Night Locks. Please don't forget to smash that like button that's right down there and subscribe to us. Every little bit helps. We are still on a limited audience, but hoping to change that soon. So, good show.
And by limited, we mean my mom,
yep.
My wife, mm-hmm. your sister, and Justin's cousin, Mark, who has now disinvited him to the family reunion.
And don't forget our boy, John.
Yep, don't forget.
And Finucci.
And
Mike Finoli.
And your older brother, who hates me now for ripping up the Dolphins ticket. And you know what? We keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And so cheers to another episode of Friday Night Locks. Family Night Locks, as we call it.
Aww.
Because we got all of us together. And guess what? We are very close to maybe losing this little gem. So let's cheers to her tonight. Hope she's here next week. We don't know. But all we do know is you got to beat the book. Cheers, guys.
We love you, T. Thanks for being here.
Ditto. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.